The family and I, we just stopped off in Lolita, California. We're stopping by the Cheese Factory house and just to check out what they're doing here with the cheese. And I met this individual. He was riding the bike, the one in the picture here. He was riding his bike from the East Coast. So what was your name?
My name is Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. And yeah. Can you tell us what motivated you to go out to from the East Coast?
Originally, the plan was to move back to Arizona because I went there. I lived there for 2 years. But now that I've gone on the road, it's kind of changed, and I don't really know what I'm going to do when I get there. I might spend the next, like, when the winter comes, I might come up into Southern California and do this some more, actually.
And what is the most remarkable views you've seen coming across the United States, would you say?
Either the Badlands or Glacier National Park, for sure. Glacier was amazing. Like, you go across, and there's it's called Going to the Sun Road, and you go up to the peak, and there's a pass, and you can see, like, mountains everywhere, and they just spread so high into the sky, it was ridiculous.
That's great. And so how many miles do you figure you're doing a day to do this journey?
I was doing around 60 or 70 when I was going across the country, but now that I'm to the coast, you go through towns and you meet more people, so not so many, probably around 50 on average, I'd say.
Yeah. And what? When did you actually start, and when do you think you'll finish?
I started on April 28th, and then I took a two-week break in South Dakota, and then, let's see, I'll probably finish later this month, I would guess, by the end of August for sure. Maybe sooner, around the 25th. That's just an estimation, though.
Well, that's great. And tell me your name again.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, okay. Well, great talking to you, Nathaniel. That's amazing that you're doing that. Have you, one little last thing, have you had any close calls along the way? That's a lot of miles. How many miles so far have you went?
It's like 5,100-ish. And as far as, like, cars hitting me, not really. People have been pretty good, even on, like, roads where there's no shoulder. They just, usually if they can, they go into the other lane. It's kind of nice. People have been pretty good.
Okay, well, thanks, Nathaniel. I appreciate it.